You want to hear what a manatee sounds like?
Thing where I sing better if I am barefoot. And I don't have socks on right now.
Everyone knows my name. They can read it on my sleeve.
Played a banjo badly.
Feel the heat from the fire that's been burning in your heart.
Like, I love the old vintage stuff.
Somehow the 60s and 19 days, they woke up in the dark.
We had to bury that stupid llama and it took us forever.
How to make music happen, how to make it pretty, how to make it dissonant, and I learned how to sing through them.
Don't have babies with crazy people, cause they never go away.
And then you could take like 6 pennies and tape them to the arm and it would ride over the wave.
Hi there, guys. National Road Music Series returns to our Moonshine and Music podcast, and welcome to the show today. I'm Joe Shelton, the host, and today's victim, I guess, is Paul Holland. I think you'll really enjoy Paul Holland's set here on the National Road Music Series and catching up with him in the green room before the show. Let's go straight into the green room and listen to that interview.
All right, Paul Holland, welcome back to Moonshine and Music and the National Road Music Series. How are you doing?
Good. It's been a while.
It has, man. Where have you been hiding out?
I can't tell you.
Oh, it's a secret location. Is that what's going on?
That's what's going on.
You've been writing a lot of songs?
Sometimes. I need to write more lyrics. I've been writing a ton. I've got like 5, I think, on the back burner right now that are waiting on lyrics that I really like the sound of them. So that's kind of coming up next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you haven't played here before, I assume, this theater?
No, I don't think I played here. I played at, I think it was a Lawrence Theater maybe a month ago. And I think I did one other one in Indiana, but I'm not sure what it was called.
Ah, well, that's always fun when you don't remember the theater.
I think I'll remember this one. This
must
one
have
was
been
nice.
A heck of a night.
That was good.
Do you... feel like you're gonna put out any, you know, recorded music for us to
someday? I will.
Salivate, you know, over.
I just bought Isotope 11 last night, so now I'm looking at some. I'm brushing up on mastering stuff right now and trying to get back into it. I was actually in a studio maybe three or four days ago, something like that, and knocking the cobwebs off, you know.
Right.
It's been a minute. I've had a really, really, really busy year. So,
yeah. Have you been playing with other bands?
I've been doing a lot of, yeah, there's been other people I've gone out with, but I started running, so I bought an RCF PA system, and pretty much the whole summer I've been kind of dialing that in, or the end of the summer I've been dialing that in a lot, and then been running sound for Indie Entertainment, some of their stuff. So I've done with them, I did, I think like 4 Fountain Square gigs right in the circle, and Josh Gillespie's comedy series. I'm getting ready to run sound for that tomorrow. So kind of putting myself out there with different places. I picked up some new open mics that I'm dialing in and kind of putting that sound system to use to get people sounding crystal clear and larger than life, you know.
I'm going to have to come play on it at one of these things.
Yeah, some of them are, they're really fun, man, not going to lie. There's so many people hiding in the city. I'm like, wow, you need to get out there.
Oh, yeah, that's so true, man.
Some people just floor you. It's crazy. But
yeah, I did Josh Gillespie's podcast, The Voices of Indy, not long ago. Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Yeah, that's an engine room. They got a cool thing going on down there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the sound booth was about as big as this green room,
yep,
which was cool. But it was a lot of fun. What are you looking forward to playing tonight? You got special songs picked out or anything?
I judge the room and read the room and read people and pick it as I go. Kind of how I've always done it. That way it doesn't feel rehearsed. It feels real and raw and everything I'm kind of about. So,
yeah, you're. I mean, I haven't seen you playing in a little while. I know the. I've never felt like it wasn't real and raw when you played. So, I guess that's a good thing.
Are you playing tonight?
I'm not going to play this evening. I'm fighting off a little laryngitis here. So.
Every time I see a home pops right in my head. So.
Yeah. And that's a fun song. I'm actually working on a new record, so it's nearing completion. It obviously does not have Home on it because they're all new songs. Yeah. But you know, what's the guitar you got with you today?
So this one's a 63 Gibson.
So hold it jumbo up there, because it's really cool. Yeah, it's like we don't get a lot of good old school ones on
it's
the show.
It's an oldie. This one's tried and true. And then I got a backup I just got from Frank at Frank's Music, a 64 J50 Gibson. I love the old Gibsons. I think that's probably the last one. Unless I find some kind of like banger of a deal, I think I'm done. I think that puts me at 6 old ones that go all the way back to like the 40s.
Yeah.
40s through 64 for Gibson. So I think I'm good with that. I don't like to collect. I use them all. I play them all out. But I don't really want to get into just collecting them. You know, I like to use them. They all sound different. Each one's got a purpose for recording and stuff like that. Some of them don't sound good live, but they'll sound, well, I mean, they sound okay live. But some of them are really geared like towards being a recording guitar, and I love that.
There's I've noticed that like some guitars, the pickups are just brilliant, and if you stick a mic up near it, it really, really sings, and they just don't sound as good in the room.
Yeah, you know? That new one. I've been afraid to play it out live. I spent 3 days doing a setup on it and getting the pickup dialed in, which is crazy. But that's what it took to get it to sound. Because there's a microphone inside, and you got to take like putty and move it around. But every time you do, you got to take the strings off, and it took 3 days messing with that thing. So I think it sounds good now, but I haven't put it to the test yet. But it's here if I need it, if a string breaks or something.
I have this like Taylor 224 that I love for recording because the expression system is great. When I plug it in, you know, I can record with it and not have to have mics.
Yeah.
But, you know. When I was doing this record, I used like 5 different guitars. Just a different song, it needs a whole different tune, you know, tone or whatever.
Sometimes the song just asks like, hey, I want you to play that one this time.
Yeah, this one needs like a really bright guitar. This one needs like a moody guitar, you know.
I like to be out of my comfort zone too, so it's cool that like some of them, I don't know, be like, this is my first go-to that I'd pick typically, but it's, you know, it keeps you on your toes, and then it makes you work your hands, make you work your ear, all that stuff, which just kind of sharpens you more and more, so.
Well, hey, you ready to get out there and play some songs?
Yeah, man, let's do it.
All right, man, we'll see you later. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
With the 64 Gibson guitar, which is beautiful, by the way, my friend Paul Holland. This song's called Age of the City. City, I know a place we can stand, where I can show you all those things I think are pretty, and we'll share our words. I will tell you one of my favorite stories, and we'll lose our way. We'll tell the nighttime is replaced by the morning. Thank you.
rest with all their ears this meaning and hum along to a melody. Well, let it leave you with a soulful feeling. Well, I remember that day. Got caught in a downpour laughing underneath the rain. Well, believe me when I say all the best memories stay with you always. Just come here, get closer. And your hands touch my face as I'm kissing your shoulders. We are everything at once, like an instant explosion. Well, if I have to find you every life again. Do it over and over, over and over, over and over. Well now, over. Under the night bright starlight, under the night bright starlight, we will fade away. Under the night bright starlight, yeah, under the night bright starlight, we will fade away. Under the night bright starlight, yeah, under the night bright starlight, we will fade away. Under the night bright starlight, yeah, under the night bright starlight, we will fade away. Under the night bright starlight, yeah, under the night bright starlight, we will fade away. Under the night bright starlight, under the night bright starlight, we will fade away. Under the night bright starlight, oh, under the night bright starlight, we will fade away. Under the night bright starlight.
Thank you.
don't mean you. Please take pictures of my life with you. Please take pictures of my life with you. With you. Please take pictures of my life with you. You now hold me and I'll be true. I'll be coming home to you. I said, hold me and I'll stay true. I'll be coming home to you. If I get another life, well, I hope I can spend it with you. Well, now hold me and I'll be true. I'll be coming home to you. I said, hold me and I'll stay true. I'll be coming home to you.
Moonshine and Music is produced by Joe Shelton. Our cameraman Grip Stunt Doublin, I mean, he does other stuff. Brent Lee Smith on audio. We've got Joe Shelton and Tony Seiler. And on artwork, Bailey Shelton. Lighting by Heather Warnstaff. Our production assistants are Patrick Zabriskie, Sarah Shelton, and Ray Hoskins. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time on Moonshine and Music.